Brilliance Audio presents The Beekeeper's Ball by Susan Wiggs, performed by Christina Traister. The first rule of beekeeping, and the one Isabel swore she would never break, was to remain calm. As she regarded the massive swarm of honeybees clinging to the ligustrum branch, she feared she might go back on her word. She was new to beekeeping, but that was no excuse. She thought she was ready to capture her first swarm. She'd read all the beekeeping books in the Archangel Town Library. She'd watched a dozen online videos, but none of the books and videos had mentioned that the humming of 10,000 bees would be the creepiest sound she'd ever heard. It reminded her of the flying monkey music in The Wizard of Oz. "Don't think about flying monkeys," she muttered under her breath. And that, of course, guaranteed she would think of nothing else. It took every fiber of power and control in her body to keep from fleeing to the nearest irrigation ditch, screaming at the top of her lungs. The morning had started out with such promise. She'd leaped out of bed at daybreak to greet yet another perfect Sonoma day. A few subtle threads of coastal mist slipped through the inland valleys and highlands, softening the green and gold hills like a bridal veil. Isabel had hurriedly donned shorts and a t-shirt, then taken Charlie for his morning walk past the apple and walnut trees, inhaling the air scented with lavender and sun-warmed grass, paradise on earth. Lately, she'd been waking up early every day, too excited to sleep. She was working on the biggest project she'd ever dared to undertake— transforming her family home into a destination cooking school. The work was nearing completion, and if everything went according to schedule, she would welcome the first guests of the Bella Vista Cooking School at harvest time. The big, rambling mission-style hacienda, with its working apple orchard and kitchen gardens, was the perfect venue for the project. The place had long been too much for just her and her grandfather, and Isabel's dreams had always been too big for her budget. She was passionate about cooking and in love with the idea of creating a place for other dreamers to come and learn the culinary arts. At long last, she'd found a way to grow into the house that had always felt too large. Her head full of plans for the day, she'd gone to check the bees with Charlie, her rangy German Shepherd mutt. When she'd reached the hives, located on a slope by a rutted track at the end of the main orchard, she'd heard the flying monkeys and realized what was happening, a swarm. It was a natural occurrence, like a dowager making way for her successor. The old queen left the hive in search of new digs, taking along more than half the workers. It was rare for a swarm to occur so early in the day, but the morning sun was already intense. Scout bees were out searching for the ideal spot for a new hive, while the rest clung en masse to the branch and waited. Isabel had to capture the swarm and get them into an empty hive before the scouts returned and led the whole mass of them away, to parts unknown. She had quickly sent a text message to Jamie Westfall, a local bee expert. Only last week, he had left a flyer in her mailbox. "We'll trade beekeeping services for honey harvest." She'd never met him, but kept his number in her phone contacts, just in case. Unfortunately, a swarm in this intermediate stage was ephemeral. And if the guy didn't get here quickly, Isabel would be on her own. She'd thrown on her jumpsuit, hat and veil, grabbed a pair of loppers and a cardboard box with a lid, and approached the hanging swarm. This should be simple, she thought, except that the thing draped from the bush looked like a horrible reddish living beard. The humming sound filled her head and then flowed through her like the blood in her veins. She kept reminding herself that there was nothing to fear despite the fearsome appearance and furious sound of the swarm. They were looking for a home, that was all. Anyone in the world could understand that need, and if there was anything Isabel craved, it was to feel at home in the world.